AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. It's one of the clearest indications yet President Biden will run for a second term, and it comes from First Lady Jill Biden.
He says he's not done. He's not finished what he started. And that's what's important. And I think, look at all that Joe has done, has accomplished.
In Nairobi, Kenya, the First Lady spoke to the AP's Darlene Superville.
Is all that's left at this point is just to figure out a time and place for the announcement?
Pretty much.
The president has yet to make it official and has struggled to dispel questions about whether he's too old to continue serving as president. Joe Biden would be 86 at the end of a second term. China called for a ceasefire and peace talks between Ukraine and Russia, and Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky cautiously welcomed Beijing's involvement, but said the plan's success would depend on actions, not words. Today is the one-year anniversary of the start of the Russian invasion. Secretary of State Antony Blinken told the UN Security Council Ukraine is standing strong.
Vastly outnumbered, they have fought bravely to defend their nation, their freedom, the right to determine their own future. And they've demonstrated inspiring unity in helping one another endure Moscow's relentless assault.
Russian media and rights groups say police in various parts of Russia have detained protesters who took to the streets with anti-war slogans or flowers to mark the anniversary. Vice President Kamala Harris says the Biden administration is preparing for a worst-case scenario if a conservative federal judge rules in favor of a lawsuit seeking to restrict access to one of two drugs typically used to induce a medicated abortion.
This is not just an attack on women's fundamental freedoms. It is an attack on the very foundation of our public health system.
There is a court fight over the pills, which are used for just over half of U.S. abortions. Stocks are lower on Wall Street. This is AP News. Russia launched a rescue ship for two cosmonauts and a NASA astronaut whose original ride at the International Space Station sprung a leak. Here's the AP's Karen Chamas.
Turbo pumps at flight speed and liftoff.
A commentator for NASA's TV channel announced the live launch of a replacement Soyuz capsule for the three men to return home in. The capsule leak in December was blamed on a micrometeorite, which punctured the capsule and drained it of coolant. The launch of the Soyuz replacement was delayed so that Russia's space agency could check for any manufacturing defects. No issues were found, and the launch of the empty capsule went ahead with supplies strapped into the seats. The urgency for the capsule prompted two NASA officials to travel to Kazakhstan to observe the launch in person. To everyone's relief, the capsule safely reached orbit 9 minutes after liftoff. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Ed Donahue. AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.